From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Iraqi forces enter IS-held Tikrit and bombings kill five in Ramadi. Iraqi forces have entered Tikrit following a 10-day offensive on the city's perimeter to drive out Islamic State militants. The coalition of military and Shiite militia forces gained ground Wednesday in the city's northern district in an operation to flank IS fighters who seized Tikrit in June. A victory for Iraq's military there would be one of the largest against the Islamic State group. Seven IS car bombings at Iraqi army positions in the government-held western city of Ramadi killed at least five people Wednesday. The United States has imposed sanctions on another group of individuals and entities in Ukraine and Russia accused of undermining Ukraine's sovereignty and misappropriating Ukrainian state assets. The U.S. Treasury Department released a list Wednesday of 14 people, including eight Ukrainian separatists and two entities, including a Russian bank operating in Crimea. All will be subject to sanctions, meaning U.S. assets belonging to those on the list will be frozen, and the listed individuals will be forbidden from traveling to the United States. Pakistani paramilitary troops raided the headquarters of a major political party Wednesday in Karachi, where officials said they arrested wanted suspects and seized weapons. The raid targeted the offices of the Mujahideen Qawami Movement, or MQM, the dominant political force in Pakistan's most populous city. Colonel Tahir Mahmood said the party had been sheltering criminals and that troops detained six known criminals during the raid. This is VOA News. India is struggling to contain a wave of swine flu, with the death toll now more than 1,500 since the infection took hold in mid-December. About 26,000 people have tested positive for the virus, and health officials say infections are continuing to spread in current unseasonal rains and high humidity that allow the virus to thrive. Indian Health Ministry officials said this week that they are cooperating with state governments to better combat the H1N1 virus. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan says Boko Haram fighters are being trained at camps run by Islamic State militants in the Middle East. The president sat down for an interview with VOA reporter Chris Stein in Abuja Wednesday, 4 days after Boko Haram's leader publicly pledged allegiance to IS. Mr. Jonathan said, quote, "We know the links are there," end quote, between the two groups. Asked about the location of the camps, the Nigerian president said the Middle East, but refused to mention specific countries. Japan on Wednesday is observing the fourth anniversary of the earthquake and tsunami disaster that left over 19,000 people dead or missing and prompted a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Ceremonies are being held throughout the worst-hit areas, and a minute of silence was observed across the country at the exact moment the massive earthquake hit 4 years ago. Speaking at a ceremony in Tokyo, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe praised the government's reconstruction efforts. The 9.0 magnitude quake, the most powerful ever recorded to hit Japan, struck at 2:46 p.m., March 11, 2011. U.S. military officials say rescuers have found human remains in the search for an Army helicopter that crashed off the Florida coast with 11 soldiers on board. Spokesman at Elgin Air Force Base in Florida said debris from the wrecked Black Hawk was discovered early Wednesday, after the helicopter failed to return to base Tuesday night. The missing include seven Marines from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and four members of a Louisiana-based National Guard unit. The world's largest rocket motor roared to life for a full 2 minutes Wednesday at a test facility in Promontory, Utah, making another milestone in the development of NASA's new Space Launch System, or SLS. The new rocket will be used to launch future vehicles designed for deep space exploration, such as flights to an asteroid and eventually to Mars. Engineers from NASA's contractor Orbital ATK, who built and tested the new engine, said they are satisfied with results. The first unmanned flight of SLS is scheduled for 2018. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.